Well, I hope and pray you had a good Holy Week, Ash Wednesday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and now here it is, Easter Sunday morning. You know, I like to call it Resurrection Sunday because it is because of the resurrection that we have eternal life. Jesus paid the price for us on the cross. And if you ever notice in front of the church, if you go by, you'll see the cross with a white cloth on it. That signifies the cloth that was wrapped in Jesus' body when they put him in the tomb. And then when he was raised from the dead, the only thing left was the burial cloth or a white sheet. I find it interesting now there's renewed interest in the Shroud of Turin. Turin is a place in Italy where the shroud was found and also was there for a long time. And then it was given to the Pope, not the Roman Catholic Church, but the Pope. And he has control over it. Now, science is saying that, yeah, this is the image of Christ that's on this cloth. Now, we haven't been able to prove it entirely, but if you look at the Shroud of Turin, you can see a man about 6 foot tall. You can see all the marks in his hand and all that. I digress. And I say that during these welcome and announcements, just for your own edification sometime. Google it or look it up and look at the Shroud of Turin. You know, it is by faith that we celebrate the risen Christ. And he has promised to come again. If you're listening this Sunday morning, we're having a sunrise service at the pond. Thank you, Don and Pat Singletary. And if you're listening to this after, remember that we always have a sunrise service at the pond. It's been one of the traditions of the Bethel United Methodist Church for years. But the more important thing is, this is Resurrection Sunday, as the world calls it, Easter. So I hope and pray you're having a good day. And if you're listening to this early in the morning, you have time to come to church and fellowship with us. Yeah, we celebrate Easter dinner. A lot of good food, a lot of fellowship, and if you're listening to this early in the morning, you have time to come. And you say, well, I haven't prepared anything. No, just come. There's always plenty. We honor what Jesus did with the loaves and the fishes, and it always turns out that way. When we invite people to come that didn't bring anything, there's always plenty, and there's always leftovers. So, come and be a part. Coming up in the next few weeks, we really don't know exactly what's going on, but, you know, stay tuned because there's interest in church, there's interest in getting the youth back together again, there's interest in spreading the gospel, and the Lord knows in these days and time we need to encourage one another. So, tune in. Thanks, Phil, for keeping the online service going ever since COVID. We get a lot of compliments and we get a lot of comments, and I hope and pray that you take time to either send us a text or an email and let us know how we're doing. But in the meantime, pray that you will be blessed by Resurrection Sunday, your faith will be renewed, and you start coming back to church. I heard on the news yesterday that attendance is down like 26% in all the churches. But, I say but because I like the buts, there's renewed interest in coming to church. Because all the trials and tribulations that we're experiencing in the world and even local, people need to have the fellowship with one another. So with that, I'd like to say happy Resurrection Sunday. If you prefer to call it Easter, have a wonderful Easter Sunday, and keep tuning in to the online services. Have a blessed day.